Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we look at the astrological energies that are moving through us now and how to make the most of them. In this show, we're going to talk about the changing landscape of energies as we move into the second half of 2020. We're going to talk about some of the themes that are emerging and how things are changing permanently in our world. Of course, it's quite obvious, especially with the COVID-19 energies and how that's unfolding. But there is always a bigger picture happening behind the scenes. And I hope that this podcast gives you a remembrance of why you're here, an understanding of the bigger picture for yourself and your soul's growth at this time. I look at astrology through the lens of spirituality, intuition, and energetics. I use the Western astrology tools, which is a different system than Vedic astrology. And both are valid. Both are very important systems where you can glean a lot of understanding and self-knowledge from. And I also help you tap into more of your own growth and potentials at this time. So astrology is a gift of energetic cycles. And with these cycles, we can tap in to understand themes, timings, and areas of potentials that are available to us now. We've been talking about how big the astrology is of 2020. It is powerful. It is rare. It has certainly been a year unlike any other. And it is shifting us collectively and individually into new paradigms and new areas of experience. As we move into the second half of 2020, we're going to continue to see a pressure, an internal pressure around what is ready to leave. This is a reduction. It is removal. It is showing us what's excessive and what's no longer necessary. These energies are showing up through the three planets in Capricorn, all in retrograde as I do this show live on July 13th. Pluto in Capricorn retrograde, Jupiter in Capricorn retrograde, and Saturn in Capricorn retrograde. Each of these energies are inviting us into new areas of commitment. What are you committing to? What has been so obvious and so clear to you around what is necessary? Necessary in your life now, but also necessary in your next set of goals, your next area of mastery, what you want to do professionally. There is a pressure here that we're all feeling, and it's working with us to help us really get in line for what is essential in our life at this time. And as you are feeling this pressure, it can show up in any number of forms, in any number of ways. And what it's also helping us do is decondition. This pressure is removing what is no longer true and accurate for you. It's showing you where there is no longer an energetic resonance. This can be in a job, where you live, in relationships, in friendships, all the above. It's showing you a reality check of how you've been using your energy. Capricorn is an earth sign. It is actually the third earth sign in the zodiac. And that means we are really taking stock of what we have created in our life to date. And this is the energy of responsibility across all forms of your energy, across all areas of your life. And that's part of the spiritual maturity that's also being offered to us as well. Spirit, source, the universe, God, whatever you call it, sees us as powerful energies. We are here to experience the earth realm, to be in a physical body, to have emotional experiences, to have the whole plethora of sensations on planet Earth. And what we're being asked is to really get clear on how we want to create an experience going forward. And so part of what we are cycling through right now is an understanding of where we are cutting back, cutting out, reducing anything that's no longer true for you. And I'm seeing this through the energetics of the aura and how your aura, which stems about usually 3 feet around the body, can have these loose threads of energies. It's a bit like debris. It's parts of ourselves that just haven't been cleaned out, and it can be connecting to your chakras. It can be connecting to your physical body in various forms. It can also just be the floating debris all around you, as well as floating debris within you. And there is a need right now to get rid of what is not really connected to your next phase and your next step. It is a detox, but it also is a deconditioning. And that's part of this pressure right now, is to really hone in on some of the deeper energies you've been carrying, even from other lifetimes, other timelines, other energy experiences, and understanding with deeper clarity that you don't want to continue in certain cycles and behaviors. And I'm feeling this strongly related for all of us to the archetypes of Capricorn. And you could relate this to your authority, how you have used or misused authority, how you have given your authority to others, how you've had damaging or traumatic experiences with authority figures. This can be related to a sense of purpose. What is your purpose at this time? Who are you, and who are you here to be on the planet? Where do you fit in to the bigger sphere on the planet of energies? It's like there's this understanding of, I came here with a purpose. What is it? This could be one of the Capricorn themes that are coming up for you. Capricorn energies are about how we organize the bigger picture of our life to obtain certain agendas, to really be successful, to be seen, to be validated, to be recognized. And have you been going about that in a way that truly is fulfilling for you? Is it satisfying? Or have you been there, done that with some profession, a title, a role, and it no longer brings you that sense of daily satisfaction, in which case you'd be looking for a new way to use your energy, to develop your gifts, and to really get clear on who you are in the world. These Capricorn energies are very serious, and they require us to take them seriously. And it can feel like a heaviness. It can feel like a burden, like you're walking around with an elephant on your back. It can feel like you're really in it at times because there's something you want to figure out. There's something that you really want to have a certain path around. And so it may help to know that this is part of the experience of 2020. And that you might not get all the answers right away or when you want them, but the universe is harmonizing together the clarity and the understanding that you're seeking. It's like there's this information and these parts and these bits, and they're floating around, and they are going to come together, and they're going to crystallize. They're going to come together and crystallize. And this is something that is available to all of us when we request it, when we want this understanding, when we're open to the answers, especially the new answers, the new possibilities and potentials that perhaps we didn't think were available to us. Well, that's part of what 2020 is formulating for you. There are new potentials. There are new ways of living your life. And we are at once, we're gathering together and releasing and letting go in this part of our lives. In your natal astrology chart, hopefully you know by now which houses or house is really strongly being affected by these Capricorn planets. And it's been working with you all year, even last year, and it's going to continue to apply a pressure into December 2020. Now, what is key about December 2020 is that both Saturn and Jupiter will then move into Aquarius. And they're going to move in together. They create what's known as a new synodic cycle. And a synodic cycle is a beginning point. It is rare. It's when the two outer planets that are slower moving sync up. And I did have a podcast episode for you on synodic cycles, so I'm not going to repeat all that here. You can find it on YouTube under the 2020 astrology topics playlist. So under the playlists on my YouTube channel is where you'll find more specifics about these energies. It could be helpful to give yourself some breathing room and some space to receive what you're looking to understand, meaning it might not happen right away because this process is unfolding. But by the end of 2020, there are going to be some things that you will certainly know, that you will have a sense of clarity, that it will be so obvious to you, and that it's information that's meant to help you go into 2021 and beyond in an energized manner. Part of what's happening at an individual level through 2020 is that we are being asked to individuate even more. And what I mean by that is it is a breaking up and breaking away of where you have held an allegiance or alliance energetically with other people, other roles, other titles, other jobs, other experiences that are now complete. And this Pluto energy is the destruction, but that's the transformation, and that's what leads to something wholly new to be created. It is the energy of Pluto in Capricorn that is deconstructing these energetics that we have subscribed to. And it's where you are being asked to step away from over-reliance, over-commitment that has fulfilled its time, fulfilled its purpose. You know, you accomplished this, you've graduated, and it's time to move on. And the deconstructing and deconditioning is actually the gift of bringing us back to ourselves as individual energies, as a way to further our own self-knowingness. So the Pluto and Capricorn energies are quite obvious in the real world at this time, as there are many parts of our lives that are changing permanently. But at an individual level, this begins a whole new initiation into understanding more of who you are as a unique source of energy. And as each member of humanity has the potential to do this, of course, it could only be, say, 2% or 5%, 10% of people who really go into these deep energetics. You are then shifting the system of connections on the planet. And it's a bit like everyone stepping into more of their gifts, talents, education, spiritual development, etc., in a very unique way. And it's where you are on the planet that's also key. So we are essentially stepping back from where we have also taken vows and pledges to be in certain experiences. And again, this has endless variations of how it can show up. But what I'm feeling is that these are commitments that were taken at a deeper soul level. Again, they are the vows, the pledges, what you swore to do, what you committed to doing in any energetic form. And it's opening up, and it has the power to, I'm seeing a cracked egg. It's like it's cracking. You open, it's cracking things away. There's a sense of stepping away and doing so by taking all of your energy with you and then going into a deeper understanding of what's possible next. So there's multiple layers here, and there's a lot happening that can be very jarring for people, and it can be shaking up what they thought they would be doing with their life, or where they thought they'd be living, or what they thought their life would be. And that's what makes this such a unique lifetime for all of us, is because there are no, there's no formula. There's nothing that was for certain and was going to play out in a certain way, because now we're living in a playground with more quantum potentials than ever before. And the quantum potentials are in a different energy field that is always in the now, always in the present. And it's where things can shift for us on a dime. It's where things can move and leapfrog ahead. And this is one of the ongoing energy systems that we're going to open up to. It's that connection to the quantum field that could feel more accessible than ever before. And I'm just sensing that it has to do first with this deconstruction and deconditioning of a part of our life, multiple parts of our life, that were stuck together with the 3D glue, if you will, the 3D adhesive energy that wants to restrict and stifle the individual. Because it goes into like this deeper philosophy around the individual has the potential to be chaotic or rebellious. And this has been a method of control of how to keep people in line, how to keep humanity in line, how to follow orders or do what is told to them. And so there are unhealthy systems of power that are coming apart. And this is then the liberation into I'm hearing the best of humanity, the best of humanity, like where we're moving into a whole new chapter of what it means to be yourself in the world based on a higher consciousness, a higher vibrating energy field, a deeper knowingness, a sense of your own power, an ability to be connected to universal flows. I mean, all these gorgeous energies are here and are supporting us now as we step away from, again, that 3D glue. But it's interesting because we live in the 3D and we move through it and we have relationships with that energy field. But there is also a new permanence of energies that you could be feeling in your body. And so I'm getting this again I'm seeing it at a very cellular level. It's like the cellular DNA micro energy systems have been infused with light and a higher vibrating energy that is then permeated into the rest of the body and has been actually a big part of the healing. The healing that has come through, and they're saying that this actually was strong when Chiron was in Pisces, which was a few years back now, but it was one of the removal upgrades that was underway. And so the body has the capacity to hold more light, to vibrate at a faster frequency. And I'm seeing it as this internal healing process that actually I'm seeing spirals, like spiraled through different systems in the body, but also the energetics of the body. So the emotional body, the fear body, the aura. It's like the spiraling light that cleared out some very stuck energies. And of course, this is different for every person. And so you would take it and apply it to yourself and see if this resonates or not. But it just feels like we really have permanently shifted. And this has prepared us to continue forward in this very changing landscape, in this very dynamic playground that we're in. But we're moving through it with this higher energy system. And I'm seeing things like bounce off, like energetically bounce off, like doesn't bother you as much as it would have 5 years ago, or something doesn't make you as angry as it would have 3 years ago, or when you were 7 years old, or when you were 18. Like there's something here that's not only about maturity and growth and life experiences and what you learn along the way and, you know, how you heal, all those important things. This is something that I think has been supporting many people, and it's helping you to move through this time with greater trust and faith in yourself, but also in a bigger unfolding process. So the changing landscape is certainly connected to the energetics within us that have shifted, but then it's also showing us how we can maneuver, manage, glide through the uncertainty of the rest of 2020. Now, at a practical note, business is changing permanently in the second half of this year. That's already obvious. That's already clear that things have changed indefinitely. And there are going to be more and more businesses that shut down shop, that aren't able to make it. And this is, on the one hand, it's very hard. It's very difficult. And it's very real. It's a big deal. However, what I'm sensing and feeling overall is that this is a very innovative time for us, and it's how people are going to take what they've learned along the way and put it into something new, something fresh, something different. So So we're moving through many cycles here of things that are shutting down, that are changing, that restriction of the ability to only do certain amount of things is now real in our lives. We're not able to, it's like there's not as much expansion, right, as there was, but that's because of what's being crystallized at this time. And that could be a really good word also to remember is, well, how ideas can crystallize, but then the crystalline body, or how crystals are these really vibrant energy forms, and they are certainly supporting us. And the crystallizing is happening in such a way that we're all feeling the force and the pressure, but when there is a different internal structure, it has a different feeling to it. It's that sense of, well, I'm safe right here. I'm okay right now. This moment loves me. This moment supports me. This moment is working in my best and highest good now. And when you capture that moment, I see it really getting embedded into what is being crystallized for you. Because then that's the energy that you're carrying forward and the energy that you are creating from. So if it feels like there is a lot of pressure, uncertainty, and fear, what they're showing me is how you can trust the letting go process. You can trust what's leaving. You can trust what's completing. You can, in fact, open up that full open up and surrender into the bigger energy cycles that are coming through. And this is also where Neptune and Pisces is continuing to work with us to help us surrender, to help us step away from too much of the real world realities. It's helping us see that there is more and we can tap into a beautiful, trusting, loving place while the landscapes shift both inside us and outside of us. You could also see it as an alchemy process. And what is coming together, what is coming in, what's coming through, what's growing, and then how this is creating new energy formulas. Energy formulas, oh, this is really cool. It's because they're showing it as all these new modalities of working with energy are also going to be opening up and coming through. And it could be anything from partnering with various earth resources, plant resources, etc., or simply visualizing and viewing energy in different forms now that were not thought of before. All of this is part of what's shifting and changing. So it's pretty exciting because it means that what we're doing right now is very intentional in developing humanity. And I feel like there's so many people who are really ready for this, and you were, you know, held back, or there was something keeping you on the sidelines, which could very well be yourself, and, you know, not being ready, not knowing if it's time, needing to do more work, etc. There's this push happening this year for many of you, the push to move forward and to see new parts of yourself that you just didn't realize were potentials for you. So I feel like there's a lot here that's happening for each of us, as well as collectively, and the energies are moving quite fast inside of us. And there's potentials to get quicker understandings as well. Again, this will apply to each person depending on how you run energy and how you connect with energy. But I'm sensing how the second half of this year is really showing you more of where you're ready to connect with a soul purpose, soul mission, your sense of really knowing more about what you can create in your life and with your energy. Another way to get clearer on these changes would be to look at your natal Saturn. And that's because the three planets in Capricorn are ruled by Saturn. And there's not only the transiting Saturn in Capricorn, but there's also your natal Saturn. And your natal Saturn shows you how you're here to develop and grow these energies in your own chart. And this is a way to go deeper into understanding that The Capricorn energies are basically talking to your natal Saturn. Your natal Saturn can be in any sign. It can be in Pisces, it can be in Leo, it can be in Virgo, any sign. And you could look at that connection between these Capricorn transiting planets, what house they're in, and what is then reverberating for you through your natal Saturn. And how far you've come, how you've matured, what you've developed, how you've used your time, how you've been responsible, etc. So look at those two areas in your chart and see what themes are coming up for you that are very clear around how you're here to develop and mature in this lifetime. It could also be that towards the end of this year, you really understand more about your full journey up to this point, because the Capricorn energies are about the long term. And you could see in hindsight some new revelations, some new understanding, some new clues. And you could also have a renewed sense of strength in yourself, as well as respect for your natal Saturn energy. So this is a year that is making us each stronger, clearer, and more purposeful. And so if you can see it as the gift of a process that could help with the mind shift and knowing that this is a year that was needed in some ways, it was necessary, it required more from us, it will still require more from us, but in a way that ultimately serves us when we are on track to a purpose, a sense of our spiritual gifts, a sense of what we're here to do in the world, the mission work, all of that is rising within each of us in a very powerful way. And we're going to see that show up over the next number of years as well. The more we can move with the changes and connect to that sense of this is happening for my best and highest good, it will support you. It will help you stay clear and strong day by day, if not hour by hour, and help you tap into your deeper wisdom about why you are here. And that could be a good question to put out there if you haven't already, but to give yourself fresh insights into what this year is meant to show you, what you're meant to understand, how you are meant to excel. This is a sense of we have all these potentials coming up over the next number of years. And the more solid we are right now in who we are, the better we'll be able to serve and support one another. So as always, it is the inner work relating to the outer world. It's the energies within, interacting with the energies all around us, and remembering that your authority and your power and control is within your full energy system. And this is actually one of the gifts of Capricorn energy, is the mastery of ourselves, the mastery of our life, of our purpose, and of our energies. So I hope this has given you some useful insights and things to consider as we continue through 2020. And I'll be back with the next episode on Wednesday or Monday, depending on when you listen to this. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and presence. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online, where you'll find my latest astrology programs, courses, and teachings, as well as business development resources for healers, guides, readers, intuitives, channelers, anyone who's looking to develop and grow their business on an online platform. So thank you for joining me, and I will see you back here really soon.